In the headlines, the Caribbean Movement for Peace wants the Caribbean to boycott all products and services from Israel until the attacks on Gaza stop. Erdiston Teacher Training College set to launch a program as part of government's proposed education reform. The head of Export Barbados wants insurance companies and the private sector to invest in the blue economy. And Israel continues to reject calls for a ceasefire. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. The Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration is calling for Barbados and the rest of the Caribbean to disassociate themselves from Israel and boycott their products and services until the attacks on Gaza stop. General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny, was speaking during VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, where a panel of Israeli, Palestinian, and Caribbean representatives gave their insight and opinion on the ongoing war between Israel and Gaza.
Our government should agree to a position to take a stand to no longer have any form of diplomatic relationship with Israel, because Israel is practicing state terrorism against the Palestine people. And Barbadian people are fear-loving people. And every morning when you turn on your TV to watch the international media, it pains you to see the amount of children and the amount of people that are killed in Palestine by the Israeli people. My opening statement is to call on all peace-loving people in the world, especially those who are protesting in their thousands, to declare a position against Israel by boycotting all of their goods and services.
General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny, who says plans are underway for more protests to take place in Barbados. However, Israeli Ambassador to the Caribbean, Itai Bardov, dismissed the comment as ignorant, saying a lack of knowledge has caused a misrepresentation of Israel's role in the war.
Well, I have no idea where they get the information from, but if they knew what Israelis are going through, if they knew the attempts that Israel has done throughout the years to extend a handful of peace, we gave back to Egypt the Sinai Peninsula, three times the size of Israel, filled with resources, and only for the signature of peace. We did the same with Jordan when we signed peace with Jordan. We had the Abraham Accords with Arab countries signing peace. And you know what happened? Hamas, who is an extreme anti-Semitic terrorist organization, to come and say that this was done as rebellion of slavery when they had their own regime, their own land that they could leave. We are not there. There's not one Jew in Gaza.
Israeli Ambassador to the Caribbean, Itai Bardov. Meantime, huge explosions have been heard across northern Gaza as intense bombing continues, with Israel saying it has hit 450 targets in the past day. A BBC reporter in the Gaza Strip says the airstrikes last night felt like the most intense since the war began. Internet and phone communication were down in the territory overnight, but are now being restored. Meanwhile, all major United Nations agencies have said enough is enough in a rare joint statement as they repeat calls for a humanitarian ceasefire. The Erdiston Teachers Training College will be launching a program to better prepare teachers for government's educational transformation plan. This was revealed by Education Minister Kay McConnie during a church service to celebrate 75 years in teacher education at the Cathedral of St. Michael.
The college's principals and others have been intimately involved in the process of building out this professional development platform, certainly since July, and working with a special committee that includes representatives of the teachers' unions, the principals' unions, and other stakeholders in education. In addition, armed with data on student performance from the recently concluded diagnostic tests done by the Ministry of Education for secondary school students in the second, third, and fourth forms. Armed with that data, we believe that the college will be well positioned to address the challenges that we face in teaching.
Minister McConney said the Erdiston Teachers College will be collaborating with Columbia University in the United States to enhance their continuous professional development workshops. She said government strategy is to expand its programs through partnerships and allow the teachers to be certified at the highest level. The Barbados Union of Teachers is calling for the results from diagnostic tests given to students to be returned sooner. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, says that after the COVID-19 online delivery of education, the ministry indicated weaknesses in the school system and suggested diagnostic testing of secondary school children to address these issues.
The ministry had indicated that they were seeing some weaknesses or learner loss across the school system, and they wanted to put something in place to rectify these weaknesses. This led to diagnostic tests in maths and English issued in the third term of the last academic year in several secondary schools. I am curious to know if these test results were shared with teachers. Nevertheless, any use of the results to improve the academic success of students is welcome.
Mr. Lovell believes there needs to be a faster turnover time for receiving the diagnostic results to allow proper intervention to better assist students. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados is calling on government to address a number of safety and health concerns. The General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, highlighted various environmental challenges that affect government buildings and wants government to swiftly address these issues for the safety of its workers.
C2SAB joins the call of the Barbados Union of Teachers for action to be immediately taken by the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training towards addressing safety and health concerns at the St. Bartholomew School. It also joins with the Barbados Police Association in demanding an urgent response by the authorities in addressing the mold issues at the building which currently houses the Criminal Investigation Department, located at Fontibel, St. Michael. Additionally, C2SAB calls on the Ministry of Health and Wellness to address the environmental issues which exist at polyclinics across the island, knowledgeable of the fact that the occupants of these workplaces are experiencing acute health and comfort issues. C2SAB views that it would be inconsiderate if government as the employer did not act with haste to remedy these deplorable working conditions.
General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. The Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill, is calling on insurance companies and the private sector to invest in the blue and green economy. Mr. Hill stated, Export Barbados is in the pilot stage of developing a wave energy generating system that would create another option for electricity and commerce for Barbados. Mr. Hill spoke to Starcom Network News following a three-day Caribbean Energies and Investment Summit.
When it comes now to research, development, and innovation, that risk, we don't have a culture of persons willing to back that risk. You know, and not only insurance companies, but bank and the private sector. They only put their money behind the things that they know are going to definitely give them a return in either 3 to 5 years, you know. So we have a risk-averse private sector, we have a risk-averse bank, and we have a risk-averse insurance sector as well. But to grow the economy, we need risk-takers. We need real entrepreneurs.
He says more investment is needed to grow the economy.
But to grow the economy, we need risk-takers. We need real entrepreneurs, not sole proprietors or people just trying to, you know, risk a thing to pay the bills. We want people that understand the importance of innovation, understand the importance of investing in research and development, being able to bring new disruptive technologies to the table, and to see how this new disruptive technology improves the lives of people and impact on society. And at Sport Barbados, we got to keep crying and calling for those who are willing to invest, as I said in the forum, in the wise use of capital. Natural capital, human capital, and the financial capital. We need all three to work together to grow this economy.
Chief Executive Officer of Export Barbados, Mark Hill. Recapping the headlines, the Caribbean Movement for Peace wants the Caribbean to boycott all products and services from Israel until the attacks on Gaza stop. The Erdiston Teachers Training College set to launch a program as part of government's proposed education reform. The head of Export Barbados wants insurance companies and the private sector to invest in the blue economy. And Israel continues to reject calls for a ceasefire. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. That's the latest, and I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.